do. So, tell you what, Mary, you want to start? Now you got to hold it up to your mouth there. Oh. There you go.
He wants me to do anyway.
I thought ladies were good at that. I know I'm not.
With Caring Ministries, it's you that really makes Caring Ministries go. And we want to thank everybody. And so first off, and my hands shake, and it's not because I'm afraid of you. I inherited tremors, and if you got to inherit something, this isn't bad. I want to thank everybody, and I will name off the different organizations or people, but not by name. I'm nice. And then after last, I would like you all to stand up. The food, we take food for families. Let's see. Jenny is in charge of now for the shut-ins, for sick people, cookies, cakes, you name it, and we take it. And so if you get a call sometime, it'll be me saying, I need food. And it's not for me, but for our people. Let me put this down so I can read it. Okay, and we have a card ministry. Betty is in charge of it, and there's 17 or 18 people that send cards out every month to people. We have people that make gifts. They make plates, Bible markers, anything. We take anything to give to our people. We have Alliance for Angels, which is for our handicapped people. We try to remember them on special holidays. We did a map of Benton County. A lot of you people don't know that you've got a neighbor right down the road that comes to this church too. I found out I have four, and I'm the farthest north. We worked on a cookbook. We had people, Debbie was taking recipes, got them organized. We had proofreading. We had a picture done on the front. I don't talk, but I sure don't write. So I have people writing articles for me, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job. We have music ministry. There's people in our church that have went to the nursing homes, shut-ins, and sang for them on Valentine's Day, Christmas, you name it, and we try to get it there. We started the movies, and they was turned over to a different group now. But Earl and Ray, there's a whole bunch of them that came in, volunteered. They did popcorn. They cleaned up afterwards. We did wonderful. We have a list of people that do rides to the hospitals, things that need to be done, and I call on them. Occasionally, I get emergency phone calls, and they need somebody to set with someone that's sick. And I put out the word, and we have people come in. It is wonderful. There's only a couple more. Nursing homes. Larry has taken over the nursing homes and the assisted living, and he gets helpers, and we have gifts at the in the office that he takes out to them and gives them to them occasionally, which they really appreciate. And then I want to thank Sarah. She keeps me on task. She calls, if you report into the office, she reports to me. And I want to thank my husband, Bob. He's my main supporter. And then a lot of you men, you may not know it, but I do call on men. And I'll say, there's a bathroom needs to be fixed. There's a leaky hot water heater. We need steps in a building, because the lady's going to fall, and you guys have really come out and done it. And I do thank you. So everybody, if you've helped with Caring Ministries in any way, please stand up.
Please stand up. Stand up. Everybody. Everybody, come on. Don't be shy. Stand up. Yeah. Thank you so very much.
I want to recognize, we'll do the music ministries part first. Everyone that's a member of Chancel Choir, And I know there's some out here that haven't been in a while, but we still consider you faithful members. The praise team, and then anyone that's a member under the direction of Sharon. Would you please stand up?
Don't be shy now. Come on, stand up. Yeah.
Okay, now we'll move on to the children's portion. We have preschool. We have our board members, people that help with transportation 2 days out of the week. The gentlemen have helped build our playground. We have Spark. We have volunteers that come every week to help with that, as well as transportation. And then we have individuals that help provide snacks as well. We have Vacation Bible School, which is our big summer event, and we've got tons of volunteers for that. If you've ever provided a trunk for trunk or treat, or if you've ever helped out with candy in any way, we have the Advent Party, if you've helped with that. If you've helped stuff Easter eggs, which just happened recently, we have someone that's in charge of the bulletin board downstairs that does that for me. We also have our volunteers in the nursery. And then if you've helped out with Block Party, if you've helped out with children's ministries in any way, would you please stand up?
Stand up, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
Well, in the youth ministry, it does take a lot of adults to keep the youth in line. They would say it takes a lot of them to keep the adults in line. That's probably very true with some of the adults that help with youth ministry. But I have 11 adults that on a regular basis help, and they're on the back of my shirt. And then also we have adults that at the last minute I'll say, hey, can you drive? Or, you know, can you help us out? I know Leonard just recently helped rake some leaves. And so we do have adults that will help throughout the year when I call on them and going on the mission trip. And then also the meals that are provided every Sunday night. What a huge ministry for our youth group that they know they can come and have a really nice meal. So, you know, it's an active youth group with a lot going on, and it takes a lot of people. And as youth director, I really appreciate all of you. So if you're a sponsor, if you've helped throughout the year drive or sponsor an event, or if you've provided a meal for the youth group or snacks, could you please stand and be recognized? Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I want to apologize really quick because I forgot a very, very important group under children's ministries, and Debbie's giving me a look. The Sunday school teachers. My gosh, how could I forget them? Please, please stand up if you're one of my Sunday school teachers.
You get double the claps on that one. Yeah. Well, we have someone on staff who we are blessed that she's even standing up here because she's so shy. Sarah, as you all know, is our administrative assistant, and she just does amazing things in the office, but she has a lot of helpers, right? And so if you help in the office, either stuffing bulletins, folding bulletins, helping with mailers, if you answer the phone as a receptionist and you're the first voice that people hear when they call in, would you please stand if you help in any way with Sarah in the office? Please stand at this time. Yes, thank you. Earl, you have a lot of stuff to do around here. Do you have a lot of people to help you?
Pretty much so, yeah.
Pretty much so? All right. So anybody that helps Earl with the church in any way, I know Ray, you help a lot. Both Rays help a lot. But anybody else?
Come on, stand up, guys. Ray, let's go.
Ray Squared. Jay, yes. All right. Yeah. Thank you guys very much. Larry, did Mary cover you, or do you have some other folks to add?
I don't know if I got anybody else to add. You know, you all contribute as you make these little gifts and make donations towards Carrying Ministries, but I visit about 14 people in the nursing homes in Warsaw and up in Lincoln, and in that visitation process, I make a lot of friends with other people that are there, and some of them go for a long time without a visit from somebody. So if you're ever at a loss for something to do, you can always go spend a little time in the nursing home, and there's probably a lonesome soul there that will appreciate it. And I appreciate all your contributions to our ministry. So thank you very much.
Amen.
Run out of cord. I just wanted to be sure to mention the United Methodist Men's Group. You know, I'm sure a lot of the guys, anyway, that come here every Sunday, first and second service, have been to the breakfast at one time or another. Of course, we have that every second Saturday of the month. But so if you're a member, pretty much a regular attendee, would you please stand up and we'll give everybody a hand.
Stand up, gentlemen. Yes.
I want to give a special thanks to Ted Gatliff, of course, you know, and he and Carrie Brashears have really stepped up to the plate, you know, over the past year and so forth. So, you know, we'll all try to follow your lead. And that's it.